Blog Talk Radio.
Mountain.
Hello, everybody. The first song that played for tonight was The Name of Our God by Tasha Cobbs. Prolify your ministry is honored to present to you as always. Faith on the line with Prophet's Faith. Father God, use my sister mightily tonight as she ministers to your people. Amen. I'll just put you on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Philippians, Mental Faith on the Line. Thank the Lord for you guys coming on tonight. Thank God. I want to say hello to all of those that join in with us tonight. I want to say thank God for you all. And I want to say thank God for the newcomers. If we have any newbies, I want to thank God for you all also. I want to thank and praise God for you guys on tonight. And I want to thank God for Faith on the Line, that it is what it is. I thank and praise God that when faith, thank God for the description that God has given me for Faith on the Line. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I thank and praise God that it's come from Hebrews 11:1. And I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. And also give us another passage of scripture to say, we walk by faith and not by sight. And I thank and praise God for faith. I thank and praise God for being who he is and what he is to us. And I want you all to continue to walk by faith, continue to put your faith to work. And even at your lowest moment, and even if you don't feel like it, even you don't even see it coming, still trust God. Still trust God. We know when we go outside and we know the wind blowing and we can feel the wind, but we don't see it, but we know it's there. And I thank and praise God for that. And I thank and praise God for letting me know that whatever he does, he do it good and he does it very good. So let us begin to put our faith to work no matter what circumstance, no matter what the enemy bring to us, no matter what it looks like, no matter who says it's not going to be. Always trust God no matter what, because God is the source of everything. And I want you all to continue to pray that God will continue to strengthen your faith. And I will continue to pray that God will continue to strengthen your faith. And I thank God for all of you all that's joining in on tonight, and thank you even now. And I want to say on tonight that on Monday night, and I'm going to go ahead on and announce it, that we will join out my sister on Philippians Fire on Monday night, who always brings the word on Monday night. It started at 9, and I thank and praise God in 8th century. I thank and praise God for the woman of God. So let us join in on Philippians Fire on Monday night. And then she has a 5 minutes of focus on the minister page. And also she placed it on Instagram. And let us go over to read words of encouragement. It will help you out through the week. It will start your day. And I thank and praise God for that. And maybe you need her to call. Maybe you need to call and she may minister to you, or she may need to counsel you. She does that also. And I thank and praise God for it. We don't ask for no money when we're doing what God called us to do. And only God pay us for what we do. And I thank God because the word of God tells us only what we do for him, it will last. But he tell us what we do for him, he will pay. So I thank and praise God that we don't ask for no money and things. But if God touch your heart to be able to give seed or sow a seed, thank God you do what God tells you to do. Because if you sow on good ground, God will bless you on good ground. So I thank and praise God for his word of encouragement tonight is, continue to have faith. Trust God no matter what, because God knows best. And always remember to put your seed to work. And I thank and praise God for how he allowing us to be able to have faith even when we don't even see it. So I thank and praise God. Let's like you ready to pray on tonight. Whatever you're believing God for, whatever you're trusting Him for, maybe a healing, maybe a financial blessing, a breakthrough, maybe it may be a marriage situation, or it may be a family situation, or maybe it may be something going on your job, or maybe something going on in the school, or maybe you just battling with something that you can't talk to no one about it but God. And that's okay. We're going to join our faith together on tonight, and we're going to pray. And I thank and praise God for you all tonight again. And I thank and praise God for Prophet Stacey allowing me to speak on Philippians 5 on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, God. I thank you, God, for being so good to me. I thank you, God, for anything that you have done. I thank you, Father God, for allowing me to come on Faith on the Line on tonight, God, to, Lord God, give my sister or give my brother an encouragement word, God, to let them know, God, that you are there no matter what. Father God, I thank you even now, God, for how you begin to shine your glory down upon us, God. I thank you, Father God, for how you just showing your love and your favor towards us, God. I thank you, Father God, even now, God, how you begin to, Lord God, show us, God. Father God, I ask you, Lord God, ask me and my sisters and my brother to join our faith with you, God, on tonight, God. I ask you, Lord, right now, God, that you would touch them right now. Touch them even where they're hurting. Touch them even where they need you, God. And then, Lord, it may be a financial situation. Lord, it may be a, Lord, they may need a healing, God. I declare healing over everyone that's battling with a sickness, that's battling with an illness in your body. Because the word of God tells us that we are already healed. And the word of God tells us just to let it manifest within us. Thank and praise God for all that he is and what he's doing into your life and my life. And I thank and praise God for how he's getting ready to bring forth blessings and how he's getting ready to heal, how he's getting ready to open up a door for a financial blessing. Father, I thank you for that financial blessing for my sister or for my brother, God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're men in marriage back together, Lord. Touch that marriage, God, maybe in a verge or in a divorce, God. Maybe, Lord God, having confusion in the home, God. Maybe the husband or the wife saying they fell out of love with each other, God. Lord, I ask you, God, to go in and, God, bring peace in the midst of the situation even now, God. Lord, I even ask you, Lord, to look upon that child and look upon that family member. Look upon that sister or that brother, God. Maybe, Lord God, they don't know which way to turn, God. They don't know where they going to get, Lord, help them. They don't know, God. They are depressed and oppression, God. We declare right now, God, that you will step in, God, and you declare right now that you will touch their minds and their thoughts, God, that it will line up with your word, God. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to put it back together again, God. We bind the spirit of Lord God, schizophrenia, God, even bipolar, God. Lord God, your word tell us about mind being you, God. You will be in our mind. Lord, touch our minds right now, God, that our minds will stay on you, God, that our minds, God, will continue to be where you want it to be in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you even now, God, that you are touching that situation right now, God, that where, Lord God, finance is needed, God. Look upon that business. Look upon that, Lord, that cardinal. Look upon that house payment, God. Look upon that foreclosure home, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Look upon that school that somebody believing, Lord God, and they don't have the finance. Lord, we declare right now that it is so, God, that you were going to take care of it, God. Look upon them right now, God. Somebody owed an IRS, Lord, a whole lot of money, and it ain't even none of your fault. God say that he's getting ready to bring you out of it. God saying you get ready to be blessed. God saying the doors will be open where everything that's came up against you and you don't have anything Lord, you don't have nothing to do with it. God is getting ready to open that door up and close the door, Lord, and close it up and begin to open up a new door in your life. I thank and praise God for that new job offering that God has given to you. I thank God for that new home. I thank God for that finance that's coming into your bank account. God gave me a word one day. I was praying a few weeks ago, and God is getting ready to do a new thing in our life. God's getting ready to do new. And now we get ready to walk in a new year. So new things is getting ready to come forward before 2017 is out. So I believe and I trust God that every financial need and every healing and every marriage, God is getting ready to bring it to pass. He's getting ready to mend it back together. He's getting ready to open up the doors of heaven and pour us out blessings that we won't have room to receive it. But you got to trust God in everything that you do. You got to believe God in everything that you do. The word tells us to have faith. If we just have faith, just a grain of a mustard seed, God will be able to open up doors that we couldn't even not see. God, get ready to send finance our way that we can't even believe our eyes. God, get ready to open that door up to that job. God, get ready to touch you up in the job place right now. And God, begin to bring new things. I thank and praise God that the doors be able to come open for you. I thank and praise God for the healing that God has spoke over your life. I thank God for the healing right now. You may be battling with cancer. You may be battling with AIDS. You may be battling with high blood pressure. You may be battling with cholesterol. You may be battling with lupus. You may be battling with an eye disease. You may be battling with kidney disease. But God said it's healed in the name of Jesus. You may be struggling with financial difficulty. You may be even looking for a job and don't know which way it's going to go. That child is father or mother is not supporting their needs. But God say finances get ready to come forward. I thank and praise God even now for his finance. They get ready to come forward. And only if you believe, just trust him and do what his words say do. God wants us to trust him. Lord, I thank you even now. And Lord, I would like to say, God, to forgive us for any sin we committed or omitted today, God, that was not pleasing unto you. Help us, Lord God, to get closer to you. Open up the door of our heart, Lord God, that we would know how to love, that we would know how to come before you, God, and give you thanks and praise and worship for all that you are in our life. Thank you for being a God. Thank you for being my King of Kings. Thank you for being the Lord of Lords. Thank you for being El Shaddai. Thank you for being Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. Thank you, Father God, for being, Lord God, all that you is, God. Lord God, my Prince of Peace, God. I thank you, God, because, Lord, you all in the above, God. I thank you, God. There's nobody else I put before you, God. Lord, I thank you because your word said all things give thanks. So I thank you for that healing that's getting ready to take place. I thank you, God, for our finances getting ready to line up with your word. Thank you, Father God, that marriages begin to come back together, Lord God, if it's in your will, God. Lord God, I thank you that family, Lord God, get ready to bring peace into where confusion is. I thank you, Father God, but Lord God, send forth, God, your angel to those that don't even know, God, which way to go, to their mind, touch their mind, touch their heart, touch their thoughts. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, and I will forever give your name the glory and the praise. Look upon everybody on Philippi Fire. Look upon everybody on Faith on the Line. Look upon everybody on Periscope on tonight. Touch them right now, God, whatever they need of God, where they in Africa or where they in Nigeria or wherever they are, Lord God, whatever state or country or city they're in, God. Lord God, you got our heart, God. You know what we need, and you know our wants, God, before we even ask you. God, I thank you on tonight. And Lord God, I even ask you, God, maybe somebody's not resting on tonight, God. Please touch them, God. Your word, Lord God, say that you will cause us to sleep, God. You will give us sweet sleep, God, in the midst of whatever we can't sleep at night. Lord, Lord, somebody may be dealing with pain, Lord God. Lord, in their joints, God, it's already done. It's already healed. Somebody needs you even now, God, for where you, Lord, somebody needs you, God, right now, God, because they know, Lord God, that you're there, God. They know, God. Lord, open up the door, God. Lord, even, God, we thank you for how you're going to allow us to rest tonight. You're going to send forth your angels and watch over us, and no danger, no harm, or nothing will come near or before. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for God, God. Somebody worrying about a child, God, in the street. God say he's got them. God say he's going to turn their lives around. Thank you, Father God, for touching that boy, that girl. Thank you for touching that sister, that brother. Thank you, Father God, even now, God. Even, Lord, looking at churches. Somebody believing you to build up their ministry. Somebody believing you to open up the doors, Lord God. Lord, somebody believing you, Lord God, that the finance will line up with your word, God, that they will be able, Lord God, to meet every needs and wants of the church, Lord God. Touch your church, God. Lord God, bring peace, bring joy. Lord, bring unity back in your house, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every leader, bishop, doctor, evangelist. Lord, touch your apostle, God, prophet, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we will be able, Lord God, to bring peace, that we will be able, Lord God, to put love, and Lord, that even, Lord God, that, Lord God, we ask you, God, right now, God, we bind every curse that's not of you, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, and I will forever give your name the praise, God, thank you for my sisters and my brother, even now, God, Lord, thank you for the newbies, Lord God, that tuned in with us on tonight, God. Lord, bless them, strengthen them, touch them, God. Whatever they believe in you for, God, we decree and declare that you will heal them even now, God. Lord, I thank you, God, even now, because I know that you are God of all, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for being my God. I thank you, God, for being my Savior, God. I thank you, Lord, for being the all and the above. Thank you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, even now as I get ready to close it out, God, that you will touch, God, like never before. Lord God, that you will look upon the backslider, God, that you will look upon them right now. Touch their heart, God. Bring them on back to you, God. Even look on the ones, God, that don't slack up, Lord God, in your word. Don't slack up praying, God. Don't slack up, God, doing what you call for them to do. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to, Lord God, put peace in their heart. Give them strength, God. Lord, whatever, Lord God, trying to come up against them to cause them not to serve you, to cause them not to be what you will call for them to be. Lord, we declaring and we declaring tonight that we will be a whole, Lord God. We will be, Lord God, what you call it for us to be, Lord. Not me, God, not my family members, Lord, but Lord God, that we will be what you call us to be, that we will take our eyes off of man, God, that we will take our eyes off of the stuff, God, that we will take our eyes off of money, God, and that we will put our hearts and minds and eyes on you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, because your word is so forever true. And Lord, I give your name the glory and the honor on tonight. In Jesus' name, Lord, I would like to say, Lord God, amen and amen and amen, God, and bless your name. Thank you, Father, for being who you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank and praise God for all of you all that tune in on tonight. And I want to thank and praise God for you all. And I want to thank and praise God because God is so awesome. And I thank and praise God, and I know he is. I know he is. I thank and praise God for how he's opened doors for me and my family. I thank and praise God for that. And the same God that's opening doors for us, God is getting ready to open a door for you all. God, what he do for one, he'll do it for the other one. So I thank and praise God even now for what he's doing. And I want to let us to join our faith. Like I said, let's tune in with my sister on Philippi Fire. And I want us to know, I want to ask probably Stacy if there are any on the phone line that may want prayer, that this is the opportunity now. I turn it over to you.
No, not at this time, probably. Patrick, you can go on and close out. You're doing good.
Okay, Father God, I thank you for that. Okay, we know there's none, but I thank and praise God for all of them that did tune in on Periscope. I thank and praise God for you all on tonight again. And I want to let you all know, too, thank God for you all. And I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I had a wonderful time with my family members, and I thank and praise God for it. And so now I want you all, we'll get ready to come up to the Christmas season, and I thank and praise God for that also. And I want you all to know that always don't just forget about yourself. Always remember others that's less fortunate than you are. And I want to thank you all for tuning in again, especially to the newbies, if we have been on tonight. And I want to thank and praise God on tonight to continue to have a blessed night, wonderful weekend. Trust God. Be prayerful. Be watchful everywhere you go, because the Bible tells us to watch as well as pray. We're coming up to the Christmas season, and there's an enemy out there, and he's looking, seeking, and he's seeking to see who can he attack. So let us be watchful. Let us be prayerful around our surroundings. I always tell my husband when he goes out, because sometimes it still be dark, always watch your surroundings, because you don't know who's watching. You don't know what's around the corner. Just you paying attention. Always take God before you. In Jesus' name, I thank God for covering us every day. So have a wonderful weekend. Be blessed. Be prayerful. Most of all, be watchful. The Bible did tell us, watch as well as pray. You can't close your eyes these days, not now. You got to pray with your eyes open in the name of Jesus, because you don't know what's around you. It's devils in the church now. It's everywhere you go. So have a blessed night, and may God continue to bless you all. Until next Friday, see y'all again. Have a good night.
Tell me your heart.